Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celente, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celente has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500. Okay, hour number three, and I'm still truly saddened at what has happened this evening. I haven't seen it yet, but I've been emailed about it. Donald Trump has endorsed John McCain and Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan has not endorsed Donald Trump. Mr. Trump has made an egregious mistake, although he may have been threatened. I don't know. There are people around him who are trying to, quote, intervene to turn Donald Trump into a politician, to play the game. That's not what the people want. If I were to be able to speak to Mr. Trump, I would tell him this. Mr. Trump, Paul Rat Ryan stabbed you in the back. Mike Pence stabbed you in the back. Paul Rat Ryan has not and will not endorse you. You are not uniting the party by embracing a man who favors open borders and illegal aliens and Obama's illegal Muslims. You have either been threatened or you are buckling to those who seek to remake you into a politician, no longer the individual that propelled you to the nomination. We know the election can be stolen from you by the monstrous Clinton globalist machine. However, I would rather see you remain true to yourself and lose than become a sellout, a Rat Ryan bootlicker. You are betraying your own pledges to all of us and America by endorsing that dirtbag, one of many, who sees himself in the White House someday. My humble advice, Mr. Trump, divest yourself of all the professional politicians who will not back you and take yourself and your case directly to the people, as you have been doing. The people who are sick to death of the Bush, Clinton, Obama engine of destruction and debt slavery. That's what I would tell Mr. Trump. Hello, David John Oates. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. How are you? This was quite a statement you just made.
You're welcome to reverse it. I think you'll find it completely congruent.
Yeah, I think what I will do is I'll reverse the Trump speech endorsing Ryan and find out what the deal is.
Well, it wasn't a speech. He was apparently handed a piece of paper, or he pulled a piece of paper out of his pocket and read it without any great enthusiasm, I'm told. He's under pressure. He's being conned, He's being deceived and or threatened. He loves his family. It's very easy to get people to perform to your own requirements if you are of the dark side by simply threatening them. It wouldn't take much. And if the story that I ran yesterday that everyone is saying is false, the story about an attempt to assassinate Donald Trump in Trump Tower, I do not believe it is entirely false. I believe that there is something there, and I have my reasons. I think that there are other plots in the works that unless he plays ball, like this endorsement of McCain and Ryan would suggest he is doing, he could pay the price, or one of his children could pay the price. I don't like this country's politics. It no longer represents the people. It bears no resemblance, except in form, to the Founding Fathers' dream, to the Constitution, or to the way this country is supposedly going to be run, by an elective representative government. It is not. So what do you have tonight, David?
Oh, dear me. A lot of stuff. Actually, well, we're going to go to a few places tonight, talking about this country no longer following the Constitution or whatever it was you said. Here is Hillary Clinton talking about the founding in Philadelphia. Oops. You know what? I turned my audio off. Right, now we'll try it.
What happened in this city 240 years ago still has something to teach us today.
And she says, hear this sin, which is a totally incongruent reversal.
Hear this sin.
Hear this sin.
Uh-huh.
This sin.
Yeah. She doesn't believe in the Founding Fathers. So just what you just said. No,
they don't. They mock it. They have no respect for it, none whatsoever, none. She refers to them as sinful. This woman is a monster. She's monstrous. This is not a female. It's not a male. It's pure evil. That's all it is.
Well, okay. Well, then, seeing you said pure evil, let's play the next one that I played on your show last week. But someone came out this week and said Hillary Clinton was a Satan worshiper. Now, who was that?
Me. I said it. That was me.
That was on the headlines, and someone else came out with it.
Oh, well, it's around, but I've been trying to inform people that this woman clearly has some dealings with the dark side and was flying to Los Angeles once a month for unspecified reasons. This has been documented by several people. You can do some research online and find it. So I can't prove it, but I'd certainly not be surprised in the least if it were 100% true. Not in the least.
Well, someone else came out with it this week. It wasn't you. I should have made a note of it. Anyway, so, but here's this classic reversal. This one's going down in history, this one.
You have to keep working to make things better, even when the odds are long and the opposition is fierce.
And I remember finding this reversal. I thought, did I just hear that? And it just says, great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan. Great Satan.
Okay, so anyway, talking about Great Satan, let's move on to some interesting reversals I found this week on Silverstein, the owner of the 911 building.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Trades, as you know, I'm on the hunt. Unfortunately, I don't get a great deal of time to devote to it because I've got so much other stuff I'm doing, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did Silverstein this week and found some interesting reversals. So here's the first one. He's talking about the morning of 911.
To know, understand.
Oops, hang on, sorry, I started too soon. Okay.
And then going down to visit with my tenants, my new tenants, at the Trade Center, getting to know them, understanding their problems and so forth.
And then he says, my bomb's making us testify. Now, testify is a little bit dicey, but I think it's there. My mom's making us testify.
Everyone's making us testify.
Everyone's making us testify.
You hear that there?
Everyone's making us testify.
Oh, he's saying he's saying bond, B-O-N-D. It's not bomb.
You hear B-O-N-D?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
My bonds.
Oh, well, I'll be bothered. I heard it as bond.
Check it out. See, maybe I'm just, because of our distance, I don't know, but he's got a crappy voice. But
yeah.
Listen.
Try it again.
Everyone's making us near to
that. Well, I can hear a D now.
Everyone's making us near to that.
Huh.
My bonds, B-O-N-D-S, my bonds, my alignments, my confederates, the people I relate to, my bonds, are making us testify. I'm not quite sure what it means, but I definitely think he's talking about his bonds.
All right.
He is a Zionist, we know that. He could be talking about the tribe.
Yep, that's true. Yep, okay, all right. All right, here he is in this famous clip where he says to pull Building 7. Here we go.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire.
Oh.
I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull.
To pull it, you know, pull it is controlled demolition. I mean,
of course.
I mean, the forwards alone is...
Of course.
Is damning.
That building was not in any trouble by any stretch of any imagination.
No. Well, I remember watching it thinking, how come that building fell?
Well,
he
was insured, the first person to ever insure a high-rise building against terror attack, and that building, Building 7, would be included in the damage to the World Trade Center by the so-called terror attack on September 11. He just, by pulling it, he made himself $1 billion.
Yeah.
What would you do?
And he says backwards, I know it, they be lost.
I know it, they be lost.
I know it, they be lost.
In other words, it's all...
I know it, they be lost.
They're all lost, they just pull it, you know.
The buildings are lost. It's all lost, I know it. Sure,
right.
Absolutely.
So just pull it. All right, let me pull out my second one about a bomb. I hope this one is accurate too. Okay, so here we go.
$3 billion of the $4.5 billion collected. We gave them three of the four and a half, right? Then they had another need.
Wait, who is that? I'm sorry.
Well, he's talking about. This is Silverstein again.
Oh, it's listen to his voice. He sounds like a whole different person.
Well, yeah. Well, this is. He's talking about the insurance payout.
Yeah, another billion. See, I told you, dropping seven gave him another $1 billion. I'll bet.
Right. Do you want to play the forwards again?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
$3 billion of the $4.5 billion collected. We gave them three of the four and a half, right? Then they had another need.
He's talking about the Port Authority. He's saying he gave them $3 billion. I don't know whether that's true or not. I guess so. And he says, feel the bomb with the hit.
In the hit.
That's a B.
In the hit.
Sure.
Hear that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so there we got a direct reference to a bomb with a hit, the hit by the plane.
Yeah.
And then a bomb.
Well, this was a nuclear demolition, David, as you know. The bomb was a nuclear bomb. That's what he was talking about. It was a shaped charge, they say. In any case, when you have something that gives off such a pulse of energy that it melts cars, melts vehicles, melts them, blocks away, melts their tires, melts their bodies. And there are pictures. You have a pulsed energy weapon of some kind. It's a nuclear pulse some kind of a nuclear bomb. I don't know. I can't tell you the specifics. That's my view. What else could reduce a building to dust? That building should have had, by all rights, every demolition expert said, and has been quoted that I've seen, that that building should have had minimum 20% of its height should have been piled on the ground as rubble. 20%, I think it was 25, but anyway, at least 20%, let's play it very conservatively, and there was nothing left but dust and just debris, nothing. Now, they couldn't even find a desk. Something turned that building into dust, basically. Wow. And that's what all those poor people breathed, the asbestos, the chemicals, and thousands upon thousands upon thousands have died and are dying.
It's not good at all. You're right. Then we got a reference to a sultan. Listen to this.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it.
Oh, this is a bullet, okay. Sultan said I'm silly.
So is Nissa, I'm silly.
So is Nissa, I'm silly. So is Nissa, I'm silly.
And then we hear the
there's an oblique reference to a Middle Eastern power. They don't have sultans per se in Saudi Arabia, but he could refer to them, because he is Jewish, as a sultan, one of the sultans. It's kind of an insulting remark. He was not talking about Erdogan back then, who does gather in the press a lot of mention as being the new sultan of the Ottoman Empire. But I think it was a quasi-derogatory term about one of the Saudis who was involved in this.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And then the Dick Cheney, 4 days after 9/11, says this about a sultan.
On the other hand, in terms of the sophistication of it, it's interesting to look at, because clearly what happened is you got some people committed to die in the course of the operation. You got them visas. Got them entered to the United States. They came here, some of them enrolled in our commercial aviation schools and learned to fly.
And he says, the show by the Sultan guard it.
Share with my Israel commander.
Share with my Israel commander. God.
And again.
Share with my Israel commander.
So he's protecting something. The show by the Sultan. The Middle East interest.
I wonder if there was a code name that the insiders were using. Sultan.
That's possible.
Referring to something, some part of the operation. Listen to that man lie. Oh, God, these are evil people.
Yeah, I'm not going to play all the 911 ones. Let's just pull out.
Well, you are. You're going to, when you're done with the 911 project, you'll solve it, just like you did the JFK.
Oh, I intend to. Yeah. I just haven't had as much time the last few weeks. I would like to have. Here's one of Paul Wolfowitz also talking about 9/11.
It's not going to be solved by some limited military action. It's going to take, as the President has said and Secretary Rumsfeld has said, a broad and sustained campaign against the terrorist network.
And here he says, our boss hidden. So that's who I've got to find. I've got to find the hidden boss. And,
well, it could be the Sultan.
It could very well be. So, anyway, I'm on the hunt. So I know the verse will say there's a bomb. Okay, I'm not saying anything new because everyone knows that. But anyway, it's nice to get the confirmation.
Oh, you got total corroboration there. This we're talking. If you just joined us, with David John Oates, ReverseSpeech.com, the man who has spent over 30 years. Reversing forward speech and learning how it works in relation to the subconscious mind and how the subconscious mind does not, cannot lie. At least not yet.
Not that I've ever found, anyway. All right, let's look at some of the current political situation. Here's Newt Gingrich having a go at Trump. Oh, this is an interesting reversal. Listen to this. Here we go.
And he's not yet performing at the level that you need to. I think some of what Trump has done is just very self-destructive.
And here he says, Obama, pay him off.
Obama, pay him off. Obama, pay him off. Obama, pay him off.
Oh, my. Oh, my. He may well be talking about himself.
Oh, my. Oh,
there's yeah. There's your angle. This would explain why he has flip-flopped. He has praised Trump, then he has attacked Trump. He is not, he knows how to use words. He is not supporting Donald Trump like he could at all. Telling people he's not performing up to blah, 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 blah. And he, listen, anything's possible. Somebody the other day said to me, maybe Gingrich has cut a deal with the Hillary camp.
Maybe he has. Well, look, there's reverse on Gingrich. And I'm trying to find it right now as I speak, where I know I played it on your show that says, Hillary's it, hear from the government.
We got to do that last one again, too, if you would, please.
Oh, you want to do the last one again?
Yeah.
All right.
This is really important.
So here's the Fords.
And he's not yet performing at the level that you need to. I think some of what Trump has done is just very self-destructive.
And Obama, pay him off.
Obama, pay him off. Obama, pay him off.
There it is.
Obama, pay him off.
I think he's talking about himself, David.
Well, I think you're right. I can't see how Obama could pay Trump off, but you're absolutely
never happened.
Right.
No.
Because I've got that reverse on Gingrich about being in Hillary's camp.
If
I wish I could find it.
Well, we'll wait till you find it. You'll get it. Listen, what he just said, play the forwards only again, please.
Okay, all right. So here we go.
And he's not yet performing at the level that you need to. I think some of what Trump has done is just very self-destructive.
Okay, now let me ask you this. With all of his wisdom and all of his power politically and his articulation, his ability to speak clearly and supportively, did he need to say that? Did he need to say that?
No, he didn't need to say that at all. No,
thank you.
Absolutely not. No, of course not. It was a pointless statement. You know what? I'm gonna do a search on my computer. That's annoying.
I think what all of you just heard was the real Newt, the father of NAFTA. NAFTA Newt. Newt knows that Donald Trump is open to being influenced, and I think Newt just exposed himself completely as being a traitor inside the gates. I think Mike Pence is another one who is clearly a betrayer of the trust Donald Trump placed in him. I think Trump is probably laying awake at nights wondering how in the hell he made such a mistake. Pence endorsed Paul Ryan, who is in favor of open borders, citizenship for illegals. He doesn't care who the hell comes in here. He might as well be a left-wing socialist Democrat in some of the positions he takes. He stabbed Donald Trump in the back by not endorsing him, and now Trump has endorsed Rat Ryan and John McCain, allegedly to try to make the party whole and generate the support, the broad base. In point of fact, he just shot himself in both feet. He never should have done that. He should have stood on his principle, on his character, on his positions, and said, if they don't endorse me, they can go to hell. I don't need them. I don't want them. They can go twiddle their thumbs in the bathroom or whatever they want to do in the bathroom. Leave me alone. I don't need professional politicians. I don't need whores. I don't need people who want this country destroyed. I don't need their endorsement. I don't want them. Go away and take his case right back to the people where he has been most successful. He doesn't need those people to win, if he can win at all. And I say that with the idea of a fixed, rigged election being the biggest opponent that Donald Trump faces right now. All right, we'll be right back with David John Oates in a couple of minutes. Okay, and we're back with David John Oates. And for those of you who think that if you were to take a word or two from Dick Cheney and have somebody else speak the same words, that you'd get the same reversals, it doesn't work that way.
Nope.
Doesn't work that way at all. And there are a lot of people who try to disparage reverse speech on grounds that have been proven thousands of times to be bogus and erroneous. Reverse speech is what it is. The congruity, the confluence of the subconscious and the forward speech of honorable, honest people is irrefutable. Irrefutable. The odds on anything happening coincidentally are zero. They're so big, they're zero. There are no odds for this. It just doesn't happen. And David's been at this over 30 years. We have seen Donald Trump's reversals show who the man is. We have seen throughout this campaign season, we've seen Lion Ted Cruz exposed. We've seen Hillary exposed. And I do want to speak about Hillary in this half an hour in terms of that one reversal where she said she's afraid. I think I know why now.
I've got another one that says she's afraid.
All right, let's get to those as soon as we can.
Well, hang on, let's just play this little zit here from the government thing. I spent all break trying to find it.
Did you find it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Can they do a little bit to help win the election? I think that's the least important of the three, because you really have to take the presidency really seriously.
Okay, and here he says, Hillary's it here from the government.
Hillary's it here from the government.
Hillary's it.
See, that tells me the fix is in.
He sounds like the town crier. Hillary's it. And the government just announced it to me. I know. I've been told. I'm on the inside. It's a fix. He's a Confederate in the ranks. No, I shouldn't say that. I like the Confederacy. He's a dangerous enemy agent inside the gates.
Yeah, well, there it is. And
did you see what he said in there also, David? He said the presidency should be taken seriously, like Trump doesn't.
Yeah, right.
Go to hell, Newt, and don't come back. Donald Trump needs to get these people away from him, let them go and scream and yell all they want. The media is going to roast him every day anyhow. He's got nothing to lose. He can't continue to buckle under. And that's exactly what he's done. Whatever pressure, now if his family was threatened, I'll understand it. I would never criticize anyone. But if not, if he's just being politically conned, oh, you gotta do this, or there, you're not gonna get support. Bull.
Didn't he make a speech though today where he endorsed him? Because if he did, I'll do it and find it.
Yes, it's on video. James told me, I'll ask James to find it.
Yeah, because I'll do it, and then we'll find out why. Easy fixed. All right, okay, so here's this one about Hillary being afraid. This one you know very well, but then I'll play the other one we got today. So here's the normal one.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
And this is Hillary scared.
Hillary scared.
Hillary Steve.
I mean, clear as day. And, and here she says, I'm afraid. Here's the next one.
Healthcare and their families don't have to worry about losing their house to take care of their sick kid. I am proud of my record of public service and the results that I've gotten to help people have better lives.
And I'm afraid.
Remember free.
Remember free.
There it is.
Remember free.
So what's she afraid of?
She's afraid because she has a very serious medical crisis. I think it's been managed pharmaceutically. It's beginning to show, if you look at the top story, my political art story, the illustrated story, look at the video. She's got a severe cerebral neural problem. Whether it's something like Tourette's syndrome, I don't know. It came about most noticeably after she suffered the head injury. She may have a tumor. Who knows? There's something wrong with the woman. Her top advisor, remember, said She becomes confused easily. All right, that was in one of the released emails. Okay, now here are four stories that I have up near the top for your consideration. Another Clinton brain malfunction? Something's wrong. Watch Hillary's bizarre brain damage mental problems. Clinton gets confused trying to answer an email question at the Black Journalists Convention yesterday, or was it? It was Tuesday. Confused. She said she was short-circuiting. Self-description. Hillary said, Clinton... Huma said, Clinton confused often. This is from one of the emails. And said she needs her hand held when she talks to foreign leaders especially. So this is not good. And I think she's afraid that her health is falling apart. I think she's afraid that... She has not, David, had a news conference, a press conference, in over 8 months. She did some question and answer yesterday, or Tuesday, rather, with this Black Journalist Convention. There were no whites in there, apparently. So she did answer some questions, and she fumbled around with one of them. I think that she's afraid if she gets into the three debates with Donald Trump, she may have another episode. And if she goes into having an episode with her chicken plucking head motion, she's gone.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. All right. You remember the reversal I played a few times now that says, "Oh, be quiet."
Oh yeah.
Here, let's play it again because we've got another one very similar. So yeah. Here's the "Oh, be quiet."
Yeah, yeah. I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And she says, "Oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet. Oh, be quiet. Oh, be quiet."
Okay, so here she is again.
Have health care, and their families don't have to worry about losing their house to take care of their sick kid. I am proud of my record of public service and the results that I've gotten to help people have better lives.
And here she says, "Be quiet, not valid.
Beef
Not Valid.
You hear that?
Wow. That's another knockout.
That
no question.
Is.
The yeah. only people she has helped have better lives are she and Bill, and probably grudgingly so when it comes to Bill. The Clinton Foundation has taken in, it is said, over $3 billion. She made so much money during her term as Secretary of State, foreign governments dumping hundreds of millions of dollars into the Clinton Foundation. Totally illegal, completely unethical, immoral, everything. This is a gangster. This is a gangster. There's no other way to phrase it. I don't know anybody else. I'm sure there must be some people on the radio talking about this, telling it straight.
Not many. You're about the only voice crying in the wilderness as far as I can see.
Well... I don't know. I'm telling you, it's, and I think a lot of people listening right now understand fully what's going on here. I think the woman is sick. Several years ago, she had a trembling in her hands, like a Parkinson's kind of a tremble. They've got that under control now. Maybe the medication is causing some kind of neurological seizures. Something.
Well, I've paid reversals about medication she's on. You remember? They deal her Prozac. You remember that one?
Oh, it's been a while.
Oh, let me see if I can pull that one up real quick. I've probably got it on my main Hillary file. There's been some puzzling reversals about... here's this one.
We did not. In fact, my direction to... conduct the thorough investigation was to err on the side of providing anything that could be possibly viewed as work-related.
She's talking about her emails, and she says they deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
They deal her Prozac.
Okay.
They deal her Prozac.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has her medical records ever been released?
No, and they never will. Nope. Not a chance. She's a pharmaceutical conglomeration of lots of different chemicals, and I think that there's a very delicate balancing act being perpetrated on the American public with pharmacology. I think she has organic and physical issues with her brain. There's something wrong with this woman, not to mention the fact that she has absolutely no morals whatsoever. How many people has she actually made jobs for? Hundreds of thousands like Trump? Hell no. Name one. And when Benghazi was brought up, oh, what difference does it make? It's over. So you dead people don't matter, and you parents of people who I really was responsible for killing, don't worry about it. It's over. Just go away. This is evil. America is faced with choosing between good and evil. Donald Trump is not evil. You can't make, no one can make that case fairly. No chance. Eccentric, bombastic, boisterous, kind of impulsive, fine. Evil, not a chance.
No, not at all. No, anyway, you've seen some real interesting home truths tonight. So, yeah, let's look at some reversals on Carr. This is that bloke they got into, whose son was killed. In what, Iraq? I can't remember where it was.
No, there. Pakistan. This guy's a phony. He's been completely exposed. Took his law firm site down. He was selling American citizenships to illegals.
Oh,
yeah. He was involved. He's an Islamist. He's involved deeply, probably in the CIA. His son was probably running a CIA network of informants in Pakistan. That's why he walked up to that car unarmed by himself. He recognized one of the people, the two people in that car. And he was marked for assassination because he had betrayed Islam, working for the U.S.
Oh, interesting.
No, Khan is a con man. I've got papers up on him. It just shows the whole story. You notice he had his wife standing there, wouldn't let her even say thank you. That's Islam. Right. Is that what we want here?
Yeah, right.
We want to mutilate our little girls sexually so they never can enjoy sex their entire lives? That's what these people do. Honor killing. Is that cool? I don't think so. They will not assimilate. They cannot assimilate. They do not want to assimilate into Western culture. They will never fit. This is an open war that has been declared on Europe and America. And Obama and Hillary and Paul Ryan, the rat, are all deeply committed to it. So is Mike Pence, on the basis of his endorsement of Rat Ryan. You can't have it both ways. You either support the man you're running with for president and at least keep your goddamn mouth shut, or you change your way of thinking. When Pence endorsed Rat Ryan, Donald Trump should have asked him immediately to take himself out of it. Get off the ticket. You don't support me, you're done.
Wow. Well, I'll be all over those speeches, Jeff. Okay.
Well, I'll just ask James to send me the video of Trump.
I'll get that done.
He's looking for it right now. Yeah, if you can get that reversal, if there's anything significant in it, we'll plug you in and during another guest for a few minutes, and we'll do that.
Yep. Okay.
He was forced to do this. One way or the other, this is not Donald Trump. It's completely out of character. Why would you endorse someone who stabs you in the back, who doesn't believe what you believe in? It makes no sense. It didn't unify anything. Nothing.
Okay. Well, I will unravel it.
Pretty tough times. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Never thought I would. And I'm not telling all of you dear people that I'm 100% right on anything. I'm telling you how I see it. You make up your own minds. It's just how it seems to me. It's logical, it's pragmatic, it seems as clear as black and white. Donald Trump is being controlled now by somebody, influenced by somebody. Otherwise, he would never have endorsed McCain or Ryan, who have both said disgusting things about him, and who both do not support his immigration stance, which is our only chance. We've got to have that wall. You put Hillary in there, no wall, no Second Amendment, open immigration, Sharia law, World War III. You want that? You're going to get it.
Yeah, that's exactly what will happen if Hillary gets in. The reversals say as much. Actually, you know, there's a reversal I played on Hillary a while back that actually seems to make more sense now in light of her bizarre behavior. Let me run this forward.
The truth is, through all these years of public service, the service part has always come easier to me than the public part.
And she says, in this crazy muck, see a war. See, the crazy, could that be her?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right, there we go. Okay, so in this crazy muck, see a war.
Be Mr. Easy muck, see a war.
Yeah, there it is.
Be Mr. Easy muck, see a war.
In other words,
be Mr. Easy muck, see a war.
She's going to go crazy and start a war.
That's
what
right.
That's saying.
That's exactly what it says.
Well, that's pretty scary stuff, Jeff.
Well, Vladimir Putin has made it very clear he is not going to stand for Russia to be surrounded with American/NATO, they're American, missiles.
Yep.
And they're on the west, they're in the south, all up and down the border. He's going to take them out. He'll wait 104 days until the election. If Hillary wins, he'll take them out very shortly thereafter. That's my sense of it. He said so on several occasions. We will not allow this to continue. He is a man of his word.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
She is going to cause a major conflagration. I don't think that she does have the codes. I think that she is not high enough on the ladder to make that call, but the war hawks who surround her, who are brimming in the Pentagon, do.
It's very scary times we live in. Very scary times. It really is. Here, we got a couple of minutes left. Let's look at a couple of verses on Obama talking about this $400 million ransom. You ready?
Yeah, go to it.
Okay.
And that's what these payments represent. And it wasn't a secret.
I think he's talking about that they were seized assets that they returned to Obama, to Iran. And it says, let's approach the Nazi.
Let's approach the Nazi. Let's approach the Nazi.
Huh.
Let's approach the Nazi.
I don't know.
I don't know.
This is calling Iran. Yeah, I've got to look at that too. I actually tried to find some of those speeches before I went on the air. Here's the next one I got.
At the time, we explained that Iran had pressed a claim before an international tribunal about them recovering money of theirs that we had frozen.
And here he says, you mastered that.
You mastered that. You mastered that.
In other words, he set it up.
You mastered that.
Yeah, he's patting himself on the back.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, patting himself on the back for paying a $400 million ransom. They didn't release the hostages.
You conned the American people again. You mastered that. He is just scum. I don't know how the country is still even remotely functional with the, think back, George Herbert Walker Bush, the Clintons, the village idiot, Obama, and now we're looking at 8 more years of the most corrupt couple in American political history, the Clintons. Again, 8 years. Count on it.
It's scary stuff. It's scary stuff. Wow. All right, here's Khan. Oops, it's already open. Okay, here we go.
And no one, we cannot fall. We cannot solve our problems by building walls.
But he says back, oh son, they kill.
Oh son, they kill. Oh son, they kill. Oh son, they kill.
So who's they?
It may be the people who want the wall, that oppose. See, he's talking about open borders and the Islamification or Islamization of America. We don't need walls. And the scariest part of that is the audience reaction, the cheering. Yeah. Cheering, yeah, for their own executions, their own death. Now, granted, there were a lot in there who were paid $50 for the night to sit there and cheer and yell for Hillary. They were taking up Bernie Sanders delegates' chairs. But a disgusting man, a con man. Read the material on Rents. Read the material on the internet. He's like I don't know how you would phrase it. He's a phony. He's just a phony, another phony, using his dead son to lie and to pervert reality and to push for Sharia law and Muslims in America. That's what he's doing. That's what he does for a living. He sells American citizenships to Muslims. He's deeply involved in this.
Amazing.
This is all... Anyway, that's what it is. That's what it is.
David, I'll find out why Trump endorsed Ryan. I'll let you know. Okay?
Yeah, I'm getting that. James is looking for the video right now. I'll get it over to you. And I sent you that 10-minute piece. I give him credit, Paul Joseph Watson, for summing up Hillary's cerebral, neurological, mental problems. Take a look at it. It's about eight, nine minutes long, something like that. It's in the headlines. Great, okay. great right. Work. Talk to you, David. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. See you, mate. Bye.
All right. All right. Okay. if I've gone overboard on some of this, that's just the way it is. And we are in that big of a crisis. And something is happening to Donald Trump. I don't know what it is, but what propelled him to the nomination now is being obfuscated and leaned upon by people who don't want him elected, who are working in and close with him. And it's not healthy. Not for us, it isn't. Thank you for being here. It's the weekend. I hope all of you have a good weekend, but think about this. And if enough of us vote for Trump, you talk about the lesser of two evils? No, you talk about evil and good, good and evil. We'll have a chance. He's going to have to win by like 15-20% to avoid the fix where they're going to throw the key states and control the Electoral College vote. That's the plan. All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks for being here, and you know where to find us in the meantime.